Grace and peace in the name of our newborn Savior, Jesus. Amen. Joy to the world. It's not only the title of one of the most famous carols of the season, but it's one of the most significant themes of the Christmas season also. We see that word joy all over the place this time of year. We see it on Christmas cards and on tree ornaments and light displays and billboards and what have you. The word joy is as much a part of the Christmas tradition and celebration as are the wrapping paper and the gifts. And not just for Christians, but for anyone and everyone who celebrates the holiday. Along with the themes of peace and love, joy seems to be one of the key themes which has come to represent and to define the holiday. And I would venture to say that for most people, it is the most important and season-defining J word of the season. Not John, the forerunner of the Messiah, and not Joseph, the earthly father of our Savior, and not probably even Jesus, the Christ, the one for whom the holy day was named, and the one who is the reason for the season. No, I think probably for most people, the most important J word of Christmas is joy. But I'm not really sure what that source of joy is supposed to be for most people. I suppose it largely depends on the circumstances of the year. You know, as long as the kids are behaving, the spouse is still loving, and the money is flowing, we can still find some joy in the repetitious songs and the half-hearted well wishes and the dutiful greeting cards of the season. But if life is not going so well for us, I would imagine that Christmas joy might be kind of hard to find. And it might become more of a Christmas myth than the Christmas motif. With that in mind, I would be curious to know how many folks across our country and even throughout our world are experiencing a joy-filled Christmas this year. From what I've been hearing and seeing and reading, joy is something that seems to be sorely lacking in most people's lives this year. The whole COVID-19 crisis has greatly affected not only the way people conduct and live their lives, but also the way they celebrate the holiday. Families and friends haven't been able to get together. Students haven't been able to go to school. Co-workers have had to communicate via Zoom meetings. Our freedoms and our pastimes and our routines have all been disrupted and impinged upon. And many people have actually lost loved ones too. So many of those things that normally bring us joy, especially at this time of year and even throughout the year, have been affected by the pandemic, and most in a negative way. And the result for so many people has been a lack of joy. Now, I have no way of knowing this for sure, but I can't imagine that life in first century Palestine was a walk in the park either. Life was probably difficult for most people, and poverty was prevalent. You know, without the convenience and the luxuries and the inventions of our modern culture, life in first century Palestine was probably similar to life in many third world countries today. People didn't have the luxury to chase their passion or merely work a 40-hour week or simply turn on a faucet and have drinking water come out. Every aspect of their lives was difficult and full of effort and full of uncertainty. Yet, into this world, a group of shepherds were out in the fields at night. Shepherds engaged in their monotonous yet dangerous job of guarding their sheep. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Notice, the angel did not say, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. You will never go hungry again." He didn't say that they were to be joyful because all disease and poverty and heartache were going to magically disappear. He didn't say that they should be full of joy because life is going to get easy now. No. The joy that they were to experience was a result of a Savior being born into this world for them. A Savior who would save them from the guilt and the depravity and the destruction of their sins. The joy that was for them and for all people would stem from a change to their standing before God, not from their station in life. And so it is for us also. Our joy this Christmas, and every Christmas, should not be dependent upon or proportional to the current condition of our life or our world. But it should be dependent on and reflective of the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. Jesus was born to us that he might suffer and die and rise for us, that our life in this world would be only a blip in time compared to the eternity that we will each spend with God in heaven. Our joy at Christmas is a result of the unspeakable and undefinable joy and glory that will be ours in eternity. And all because a Savior has been born to us. A Savior who has forgiven us of our sins, whose name is Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, too often, I think, we mistakenly connect the attitude of joy with the emotion of happiness. But they are not synonyms for each other, at least not in relation to our faith. Our Christian joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and it is a condition of the heart rooted in the love and the forgiveness of God. It can exist even while a person is full of sorrow and loss. Even when a person is unhappy. Because it is not dependent on positive or pleasant circumstances in our lives, as is happiness. The source of our joy, the reason for our joy, is Jesus, the Savior who has been born to us, who saved us from the penalty of our sin, and who continues to save us each and every day from the effects of our sin. From loneliness and fear, Jesus says, I am with you. From being lost and confused, Jesus says, I am the way. And from death, Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Joy to the world may have become simply a secular well-wish and a thematic soundbite to many in our modern culture, and may have added to the distortion of the season for many. But it is life and truth for us, the redeemed children of God. Joy to the world is not simply the proclamation of the angels to the shepherds. It is the promise of God to us and to the world because of Jesus, the Savior who has been born to us. May we, each and every Christmas and every other day in between, experience and know the true joy of Christmas. Regardless of our life circumstances or our world situation, simply because we know Jesus. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.